Joined in the studio by Roger, who is the CEO here at the Brentwood Centre. Not seeing you for ages, Roger.
No, it's all been quite quiet without you.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
No, I think it's a bad thing.
Bad thing. Did you miss my dulcet tones?
Absolutely, yeah. No, you always do most of the talking, and I've had to do most of the talking with the people that come in substituting for you.
Oh, right. Well, I do. Yeah, that's the skill of an interview, you see. I'll just take over. No, I don't. Now, we were saying about the... Can we mention about the wheelchair basketball? Can we sort of say that that's taken off in a big way?
Wheelchair sports... are going to take off. Wheelchairs generally are going to take off in a big way in the Brentwood Centre. We're hoping to take delivery of quite a few wheelchairs in November, and we're looking at different sports, but basketball being one of the key ones. But we're also looking at wheelchair dancing as something that we're going to introduce into 2015. So we're looking to launch it all with partners and sponsors and anyone who wants to give it a try. So that's all going to happen. Sort of hopefully this side of Christmas, but at the moment we're looking to really give it a big push in 2015.
Yeah, so cool.
It's been good fun.
And also it's going to be the match, isn't it? It's got to be Phoenix FM against...
There's the Phoenix FM challenge,
which I set the challenge up, and then I've kind of like just left it to Paul now.
I've just gone out and employed five people who... specialising in wheelchair basketball as coaches.
Oh, have you? Very good.
To coach us.
Oh, dear. I don't know what our team's going to be like, but I said I can't do it because I've got no upper body strength. No good. I'd need somebody to push me around, basically.
Well, you need at least 20 people in the team because after about 2 minutes, it's just agony.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
but I could be dressed up as a cheerleader if you like.
Absolutely. Well, we need cheerleaders.
What a look that would be.
Yeah. We need cheerleaders. Yeah.
That'll clear the place. What else have we got coming up at the Brentwood Centre?
Yeah, well, you know, would you believe it's half term next week? Really? It only feels like 5 seconds ago we were sending the kids back to school from their summer holidays. Mm. So, in terms of what's happening in the centre, we've got the mega camps all week, and they're running from Monday through to Friday. Lots and lots of sports and leisure activities for the kids at the Brentwood Centre starting Monday, and that is the 27th to the 31st of October. And then it's all about Christmas. We've got...
Can we just go back to the kids thing? What sort of age groups have you got? If people are out there thinking, I've got my kids for the week, I want to get rid of them, where can they go for the day?
Yeah, absolutely. We start from 5 years old and go to 14, and, we cater for kids of all ages, sizes and abilities, and sort of things they could be doing. They'll be doing a lot of sports-based events, basketball, cheerleading, football, bouncy castles, lots of swimming, and if the weather's okay, we'll get them outside and do go-karting and one or two other things potentially.
So can it be, if somebody wants to drop the children off, it starts at 8 and they can pick them up a little bit later?
Yeah, I mean, it goes from 9 till 4.
They get lunch thrown in as well?
But you can go, you can get lunch as well, yeah, mm-hmm. But you can go from as early as 8 and as late as 5. So the main camp is 9 till 4, but there's an 8 in the morning till 9 and a 4 till 5 if you want to drop your kids off early or pick them up late.
Oh, excellent.
And lunch will be in there as well. I think that's a couple of pounds extra over.
Okay, and what's the general sort of price per day?
General price, at the moment you can get it for £25 a day, £30 on the day. Mm-hmm. If you buy the full week, you get it for £100 and you also get a T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
So you're saving £35 and you get a free T-shirt with Mega Camps.
Yeah. So if you've got your children, you're thinking, I want to go to Lakeside on Wednesday, to be honest. I want to get out and sort of look round or do something else. Yep. Drop your kids off. They've got lunch to be looked after.
Yeah.
And they'll have loads of things to do, keep them amused all day.
Loads of things to do. And they generally leave tireder than they come in, and guarantee they'll get a good night's sleep.
The parents, we're talking about. The
Absolutely.
Parents. That's the most important. And you were saying about... Did you mention the word Christmas again?
I'm afraid so, yeah. I keep keep mentioning the C word, yeah.
And, you don't want to do that one, mate.
Absolutely, yeah. And, it's there, isn't it? If the shops can do it, so can we.
Yeah.
But we've got a collector's fair this weekend, which is a fairly regular occurrence here, but then a week on the 1st and 2nd of November we've got the Christmas festive gift show, which is a great show. I honestly do buy the majority of my Christmas presents on the 1st and 2nd of November, because there's loads and loads of stuff, some of it quite quirky, and you'll see stuff that you won't necessarily always see in the shops, and well worth a visit.
And how much is it to get into that?
I think that one's about £4 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry, it's £5. But £2 for kids. But there's plenty there. Keep you going all day. And there's generally all sorts of other entertainment going on. And I can't actually read what it says here because my eyes aren't as good as they could be.
Do you want me to have a look? Because my eyes are really bad as well.
I need a website, yeah.
My eyes are just bad. All the W's, Brentwood-Centre.co.uk.
Yeah. We normally get something like, yeah, absolutely, check the website out, or check www.aztecevents.co.uk.
What sort of things do you buy? I want to know what sort of things are in this. What sort of thing? Come on, tell us some of the things you got last year.
It might not necessarily excite you, Michelle, but it was certainly... made me smile. I got some sort of bespoke Japanese watches, which I've never seen in the shops before, and they were unique and being made by somebody who was importing them into this country, and they were showing off. And they, I'd say, only £45, but they were unique. And
I want to be your friend for Christmas. You're going to spend £45 on me?
Absolutely. Well, I've a couple of. Couple of members of our family, kids, a couple of my nieces, thought they were absolutely wonderful. And, if you want, I'm now struggling to think of all the things that I have bought.
Do they do like jams and sort of things like that?
You can get jams, you can get beers.
Yeah.
Got a really nice, several really nice bottles of vodka with gold leaf in, which...
Which you enjoyed over Christmas for yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think I gave one away as a present, yeah. But lots of booze out there, but... Just loads of really. I got a poster that the original was up there, a work of art for £10,000, but just a bit out of my range. So I got a print of it for about £55, and looks really really cool. And it's a poster made up of old stamps and just a bit of stamp art which I've never seen before. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's all quite quick.
Think about these things. You go in there and you think, right, I've got my Christmas list, and you end up going into things like that, and you come out with about 10 presents for yourself and about 3. Because you buy things, I don't know about you, but when I buy Christmas presents, I'm very good at shopping, but I do buy things I would like.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you do, don't you?
Well, I bought loads of booze, I bought loads of chocolates, and then had to go out again in December to the other craft fair that we did and buy them all again.
Because you
had two parties in November, yeah.
So are you back in next Monday? The following Monday, I won't be here, Roger.
Oh, dear.
Because, as you all know out there, because I've been ranting on about it forever, haven't I? You're awake over there?
Yeah.
I'll be in hospital. But we can have my sad farewell on Monday, just in case anything goes wrong.
Hopefully they'll let you out.
What do you mean, hopefully it goes wrong? Is that what you're going to say?
Hopefully they'll let you out.
Yeah, once gone in, I won't be coming out again. But we'll do my sort of... it'll be my last show for a couple of weeks next Monday, and then we'll do the tributes, just in case.
Excellent, yeah. Okay.
Do them now, in case I don't make it through the surgery.
I'll write mine up this week.
Yeah. It's lovely. Maybe think about... Maybe take me off the Christmas card list.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want you wasting money.
I'll save everyone a pound, yeah.
Thank you. Right, we'll have more from Roger. Don't forget, check out the website, all the W's, brentwood-centre.co.uk. If you've got the kids next week and you want something for them to do, there's kids clubs here all next week. £25 a day, £30 on the day. They can come in between 8 and 5 o'clock. And you just need to find out what day. But do take a look at the website, because all the details will be there.
Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. Right, have a good afternoon. Here's some fun Young Cannibals. I'll be back with Jess after this.